I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
1-800-330-9999. Do you still have a lovey or do your kids have a lovey? It's Ann on Raven. People on TikTok are sharing baby blankets that they still sleep with. So we're wondering, like, do you have something that you still sleep with that you've had since you were an infant, or have you passed it down to your child? I never did, Raven.
Right.
Both my girls.
Because you were cold and heartless growing up.
I don't know why. Well, I had my pacifier till I was in kindergarten.
Okay. That's revealing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's weird, right? I was like, Ma, like, you legit let me go to kindergarten with a freaking pacifier in my mouth?
Wow.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's real.
All right.
Yep. But the girls they're very, very attached. Hayden, my older one, she's 11.
Right.
She has Orange. Orange, we won at a carnival when she was 4 months old.
Right.
Orange has been through...
A lot. True story. Anna tracked down a bag full of these carnival toys to buy from a carny.
Yep.
So they would have a backup of oranges.
Here's the thing, though. She knew the difference because she had worn it down so much
right. That
even though I bought a case of them, because you
sat on
it, you can't just buy one.
Right, you can't buy one.
They're carnival prizes.
Right.
I bought a box, right. A box of them. And then over the years, we gave them away to people because there was nothing we could do.
Right.
But she's very attached to Orange to this day.
Okay.
But Dakota, I was like going to be smart this time. This is my 19-month-old. So we got her Henrietta the Purple Hippopotamus. That's
right.
What I named her.
Did you order 12 at once when you first started?
I ordered 3 at once.
Okay.
I gave one to my mom to have at my house.
Right.
And here's the problem. She got a hold of both of them early on.
Oh.
So now we have to
She knew they were twins.
Two.
Right.
So now we call them the Henriettas.
Yeah.
Where are the Henriettas? She sleeps with both of them and they smell.
It's terrible.
She sucks on them.
Oh,
and
good.
It's disgusting.
Right.
But they bring her comfort. Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, my dog has an Ewok that he carries around. And that Ewok, he's in rough shape. He's had both his arms sewn back on. He's been put back together. He destroys everything else. But he realizes now that the Ewok is a little bit he's got to be more gentle with it now because he's killed him twice, and he's come back. But
well, that's good.
You know, and he was the other dog's lovey before we got that dog.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, the babies
sleeps
and people,
with it every day. Though.
And as you get older, a lot of people get attached and they stay with them.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. Do you still have a lovey? It's Anna and Raven.
No, but my daughter had a nanny.
What's that?
It was a little piece of her receiving blanket when she was little, and she had it. Oh, my goodness, I don't know how many years, but we left it one time at a hotel and they mailed it back to us.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Oh, that's nice. I love those stories when somebody takes the time to do something like that.
I know.
Because if not, you just imagine that lovey out there roaming the countryside alone and lonely.
We were so happy to get it.
As a parent, there is literally nothing worse than when your child loses their lovey. And, I mean, that just happened this past weekend with my daughter Hayden. She's 11 years old. We couldn't find Orange, and we spent an hour before we went to bed looking for Orange because she couldn't deal with the fact that there was a possibility that she would have to sleep without it for one night.
You know what? You ever entertain the thought that Orange left?
No.
Orange said, you know what? There's a better life for me out there.
Right.
And you've kept me cooped up here, and now it's time for me to be unsheltered.
Well, that life that was better than her bedroom on her bed was actually behind her hamper in the corner.
Well, you know what? Yeah. That's her space.
1-800-330-9999. Do you have a lovey? And how old are you? Do you still sleep with it? Or maybe your kids? Oh, so many people sharing pictures of their loveys on our Facebook page. If you're not friends with us on Facebook, search Anna and Raven. Over the weekend, TikTok, it was trending that people were posting pictures of the blankies. Their blankies and their loveys that they grew up with. That a lot of people still sleep with every single night, even though they're adults.
Yeah, that seems strange. I mean, I had a blankie when I was little.
Yeah.
And then I left it behind with childish things.
I
grew
think
up and
so.
Paid taxes.
My cousin, she actually married my cousin, but she's 34.
Wait a minute. Your cousin married your cousin?
Well, no, you know what I mean. She married my cousin, so she's my cousin now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, okay. She has, she still has the two bunnies that she grew up with, and she still sleeps with them. She still does. They're, like, on her bed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people do this.
I don't want to tear on people for that. It just, you know, strikes me as a little bit odd. That's all. Just for me.
I'm looking at one, Michelle Rowe. This is Smokey the Bear. He's 56 years old. I've had him all my life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope nobody in that house is a smoker because he's not going to smell great.
My girls are really attached. Hayden, my 11-year-old, has Orange that she got when she was 4 months old. We won him at a carnival. That was, you got to see Orange. Orange is a shell of his former seahorse self.
Right.
But he's still all right. And Dakota,
let's face it, carnival prize is not the highest quality to begin with either.
It's been re-sewed many times.
And when she was a child, you let her chew on that thing. It's probably made of asbestos.
I mean, it's disgusting. It's literally disgusting. But Dakota, my 19-month-old, she's got two. Henrietta's the purple hippopotamuses.
Right.
I bought two. One as a backup. One day she found the backup, and now she insists.
Carries both of them.
Both of them on her face, and then she chews on both of them.
And the risk factor stays high.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You have a lovey?
I don't sleep with my lovey anymore, but I definitely have Kelsey in my nightstand.
Kelsey in your nightstand.
Who's Kelsey?
Kelsey is a Barbie from when I was young.
Of course.
And yeah, I slept with her, you know, my whole childhood. When I went to college, she came with. When I got married and moved north, Kelsey came. And
I mean,
now
she wasn't
in my nightstand.
She wasn't physically at the wedding, was she?
I will not disclose that.
Oh, right. My God.
So now Kelsey just lives
in your nightstand. That's her condo. That's her flat.
She hangs out in my sock drawer.
Nice. Do you ever take Kelsey out?
Yeah, every once in a while, just if I want to be sentimental, sure. Right.
Kelsey's like a prisoner.
Have a conversation when you need it. Kelsey, I need you, girl.
But you don't still sleep with her.
No, but it's... My nightstand is right, you know, it's right next to the bed.
Yeah.
So I know she's there.
And how old are you?
I'm 38.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Brett, your Barbies are close at hand, too?
Not really. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How old are you now, and what is your lovey?
So I am 34 years old, and my lovey is my Froggy. It's a very old Beanie Baby, and he's all scratched up, and the tag's missing, but... I've had him forever, and he sleeps right on my nightstand, and sometimes I even sleep with him right underneath my face.
Once you take off the tags off of Beanie Baby, though, like, then it's not really worth anything.
But
it's just sentimental.
Are you going to start having the talk with her now about your Princess Diana Beanie Baby that's encapsulated in plastic?
Maybe if you took better care of Froggy.
It's going to be worth.
My Princess Diana Beanie Baby
is worth like $11 now.
It's in pristine shape. One day it's going to be worth a lot of money. Maybe if you took better care of Froggy and you didn't sleep with it under your face every night and had the tags, then Froggy would be worth money one day.
I mean, she doesn't need it. Froggy is worth your heart. Don't you apologize to her.